news in brief at Press TV, Iran's foreign minister says the international community should join forces to fight terrorism and violent extremism. Mohammad Javad Zarif also stressed that Iran's recent missile tests do not breach any UN Security Council resolutions. Zarif was speaking at a news conference with his Australian counterpart Julie Bishop in Canberra. Saudi Arabia has announced fresh austerity measures as low oil prices continue to take its toll on the kingdom's economy. The Saudi government ordered its ministries to cut their spending on all contracts by at least 5%. Riyadh already runs a record budget deficit of nearly $100 billion. North Korea's leader says his country will soon carry out tests of a nuclear warhead and nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Kim Jong-un said the launches are meant to improve Pyongyang's military capability. The tests come amid tensions on the Korean Peninsula following earlier missile launches by the North. Clashes have erupted between Bahraini regime forces and protesters marking the fifth anniversary of the entry of Saudi occupying forces into the Persian Gulf island. The forces used tear gas and sound bombs to disperse protesters who were chanting anti-regime slogans in a village near the capital, Manama. A Daesh commander has died of his wounds a week after being injured in a U.S. airstrike near the Syrian city of Shadada. Omar al-Shishani, also known as Omar the Chechen, was responsible for the massacre of hundreds of civilians and was accused of committing brutal execution-style killings. Turkey's president says it's necessary to expand the legal scope of terrorism so that it also includes anyone supporting terror. Speaking at a presser, Recep Tayyip Erdogan branded the pro-Kurdish political party, or HDP, as the political arm of the outlawed group of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. The United Nations Refugee Agency has called on Turkey to ensure that all asylum claims are efficiently assessed within a fair period of time. The agency also said any EU-Turkey agreement should be driven by international and regional obligations to ensure respect for the rights of the refugees. And in Germany, thousands of people have taken part in a rally in the city of Dresden in support of the anti-Islam and anti-immigration movement Pegida. Demonstrators also celebrated the victory of the right-wing Alternative for Germany, known as the AfD party, in regional elections.